The Story of Private Houselman, The Man Who Came Back.
Mobilisation Document 2083. Calling out the whole Army Reserve and the Militia, including the Supplementary Reserve, Royal Army Service Corps Record and Pay Office, Deptford, South East 8, 1st of September 1939, notice to join the Army for permanent service. Name?
Houselman, P.
Rank?
Private.
Army number?
70655.
Regiment or corps?
Supply Reserve, RASC.
You are hereby required to join the...
RASC 55 Company.
At?
Bulford.
On?
2nd of September 1939.
Should you not present yourself on that day, you will be liable to be proceeded against.
Having joined his regiment or corps, a new conscript receives his first instruction in the use of the rifle.
Today, we have naming of parts.
Private Houselman reported for duty on the 2nd of September 1939 and was discharged on the 13th of January 1946. During that time, he had three periods of home leave, 48 hours, 7 days, and a further 7 days. The last of these ended on the 18th of October, 1940.
In the archive are some letters sent by Private Houselman's wife, Lillian. One is a card sent on December the 12th, 1940. It didn't arrive until the 15th of March of the following year.
Hello, darling. Well, just a short note, hoping you are quite well, like myself. Darling, sorry this has to be short, only this is the last day to get this off. Look after yourself, sweet. Please write soon. Always thinking of you. All my love as ever from your loving wife, Lillian.
Followed by five kisses.
During a holiday in Tintagel, she sent a letter with three photo cards of views of Cornwall.
Well, my darling, here we are sitting right on the cliffs, having a great time. The only thing is, my sweet, you're not here. The weather has been lovely. We are very lucky the farm we are staying at is very nice, also the food. I will write a long letter to you on Sunday telling you all what we have done. I hope, my darling, you are quite well and not working too hard. Write soon, dear. I love you very much and always thinking of you. With lots of love, Lillian.
And then, nine kisses. Having arrived back in Plymouth after time in France, Private Houselman sent a card to his wife on the 19th of June 1940. It was a plain printed document issued and censored by the military. On it, there are a number of statements which the sender must tick or cross out.
I am quite well.
Tick.
Sick stroke wounded.
Cross out.
Have been admitted into hospital sick and am going on well.
Cross out.
Wounded and hope to be discharged soon.
Cross out.
I am being sent down to the base.
Cross out. But I wonder if I can add in here, arrived in England.
Signature only.
Peter.
Date.
19th of June, 1940.
Letter follows at first opportunity.
Tick.
Have received no letter from you lately, stroke for a long time.
Crossed out.
Nothing is to be written on this side except the date and signature of the sender. Sentences not required may be erased. If anything else is added, the postcard will be destroyed.
In 1941, Mrs. Houselman included the following message inside a birthday card she sent to her husband.
My darling Peter, just a line, my sweet, hoping you're okay. Please write soon, dear. Have been waiting a long time. Do look after yourself, darling. I love you very much and waiting for the day when you can come home. This is only short. I have also sent a letter. Write soon, my darling. With love from your loving wife, Lillian.
This time, there were 15 kisses. On their 7th wedding anniversary in 1942, she sent a card containing this poem.
7 years ago today, we both took a lovely vow. And Peter, dear, those same sweet words are still with me now. Far away across the sea, your voice is in my ears. My wife, and you said it just to me. Next year, maybe, we'll be together. Please God, it will be so. So keep well and happy, and our love will always grow. All my love, darling, Lillian.
Mrs. Houselman, Peter's mother, also wrote to him.
September 17th. Well, dear, we often talk about you and wonder how you are. You never say if there is anything you want, but we do hope you are quite well. I don't know how much longer I will be going to the hospital, but I am quite tired of this home life. You say in your letter you don't hear from me. I have sent you many letters and cards, but perhaps by now you might have received some. Well, dear Peter, wishing you a very happy Christmas and best of luck for the new year. Also the same from Ellen and Dad and Emma, and good wishes to your chums from me. Much love, dear, from your loving mother.
Private Houselman spent much of his service in the Middle East. To raise the troops' morale, leisure activities were arranged. One of these was a donkey derby. There were 9 races, each of which had a special character. For instance...
First race. All entrants will ride in steel helmets. Second race. All entrants will ride in gas masks.
Remember that this was in Egypt.
Third race, all entrants must ride facing backwards. Eighth race, each rider to hold donkey's tail and ear throughout the race.
The donkey's opinions about this are not recorded. Private Houselman was demobilised on September 26, 1945. He returned to his family, and on December 22, 1946, the first child of Peter and Lillian Houselman was christened John William in St Mary's Church, Kilburn. After that, they lived a very normal but happy life.
Soldiers are citizens of death's grey land, drawing no dividend from time's tomorrows. In the great hour of destiny they stand, each with his feuds and jealousies and sorrows. Soldiers are sworn to action. They must win some flaming, fatal climax with their lives. Soldiers are dreamers. When the guns begin, they think of firelit homes, clean beds and wives. I see them in foul dugouts, gnawed by rats, and in the ruined trenches lashed with rain. Dreaming of things they did with balls and bats, and mocked by hopeless longing to regain bank holidays and picture shows and spats and going to the office in the train.
Roll of Honour for the Metropolitan Borough of St Pancras, page 1420, lists 29 names of those who died, including
Bedford, Albert Thomas, age 1 month, son of Private A.T. Bedford, the East Surrey Regiment, 26th of September 1940, at 29 Harrison Street. Bedford, Matilda, aged 22, wife of Private A.T. Bedford, the East Surrey Regiment, 26th of September 1940, at 29 Harrison Street.